Okay. Do you ever use the term laundry?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
That's where they wash and iron your clothes.
Okay. What's that called?
Laundrette now.
Okay. But before it was just called a...
washroom, we had it on.
Okay. And did you ever have a, use a, are there any other kind, you mentioned this porch in the front of your house that's all enclosed. Are there any other, do you have any other names for porches, or would they all be called porches?
All we call them porches.
Even whether they had a covering on them or not?
Yes.
What do you call that thing above the...
upstairs.
Yeah. What's up, upstairs of the attic, the thing that keeps the rain off the house is the...
it's attic, you know, roof.
Okay. And what about around the edge of the roof, the things that the rain falls into?
Gutters.
And then it comes down the...
downside.
And if you have more than one peak on your house, you know, you have several gables.
Well, valleys and hills.
Okay, those are the... yeah. And the, some things you put up on the side of a house to protect it, on a frame house.
Weatherboarding.
Okay. And if the door is open, you might tell someone?
Shut the door.
Okay. And you mentioned outhouse before. Is there any other word that you might use in place of outhouse?
Toilet.
Okay. Were there any humorous terms or funny terms that they used?
Remember? I don't know.
Okay. You're mentioning before that you lived on a farm. Would you describe the farm for me? Just kind of...
Our farm is south of town, is near 400 acres, Valley Farm.
How about the buildings?
Building?
Yeah.
We had barn, had silo.
You were talking about wheat yesterday. Did you grow wheat?
Yes.
Where
do I don't now. Used to.
Where do you store the wheat in the silo?
No.
Where do you store
it? That's corn in there.
Okay.
Cut it up, feed cattle.
I see. Where do you store the wheat?
We had a wheat bin where we put in the barn.
I see. It was just in part of the barn. What else was in the barn besides the wheat bin?
We stored the corn, the hay.
Where'd you store the hay in the barn?
Loft, please.
On the upper, the...
I don't now. I wouldn't have a loft in the barn.
Where do you keep the hay now?
I start at the ground and go up.
Or just build it up in bales?
Used to put it in loose hay, you know, fork it in. Now they bale it and put it in.
When they have the, out in the field, the hay, before they had a baler, they used to put the hay in a, what do you call it, big...
stack, haystack.
All right, did you, were there any different kinds of haystacks when you were a boy? Or were they all pretty much...
not around here.
Did they ever have any with coverings over them?
We didn't hear.
Have you ever seen those?
Covered with hay and sharp.
I was wondering if you'd ever
seen them. Turn water over to them.
Uh-huh.
And we never had any covering.
When you were at haying time, before you put the hay in the, as you were building, before you're building up a haystack out in the field, you know, before when you're gathering.
We'd put a pole up, you know, and then build around that.
Uh-huh. What'd you call that?
A pole in a haystack.
Uh-huh. You know. Did you ever call it a stack pole?
Yeah.
But I was thinking about when you were getting the hay together, if you might have put it into smaller, at haying time you might have put it into
smaller. We used to rake it and then shock it.
Uh-huh.
And then haul it in a little shock as quick as we could.
I see. The shocks were the small place. Were there any other places in the barn for hay other than the loft, or is that...
that's the that place it? For hay.
What about a shelter for cows?
Well, we used to put them in the bottom part of the barn under the loft.
Uh-huh.
Now then, I build sheds and let them reach in.
Uh-huh.
Hay, you see.
What about a shelter for horses?
No horses.